This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Someone asked Umar radiallahu anhu to pray for him. Now I really want to talk about this. And he said, why? Do you think I'm a prophet? You pray for yourself. Why did Umar radiallahu anhu do that? By the way, he's not the only companion to do this. As a matter of fact, there are ulama till this day that don't really grasp the idea of asking others to make dua. They don't really like understand it. This is a phenomenon that manifested itself in this part of the world. Amongst countries where Muslims are the minority, this is where this whole culture began of, let's go to the pious one, to the sheikh, to this person, to that. Let's get them to make dua instead. But if you go to scholars where the majority of that community or country are Muslims, this rarely, if not ever, happens. Did the Prophet ﷺ ever make dua for anyone?
Yes.
Absolutely. So how do we reconcile what Umar radiallahu anhu is saying and what the Prophet ﷺ did? What Umar is doing is he's teaching people that don't depend on someone else to do this. Before you go to someone else, do it first. You do it. Do you understand the point of Umar, what he's trying to say? Because there's a principle in dua, so make sure you understand this, and if you need to write it, write it. It's a very basic principle in all the books of Aqidah, and that is that the highest chance or probability that your dua is accepted is when you make it yourself. That is the highest chance of your dua's being accepted, when you do it on your own.